USA Radio News.
A German-based bank has a warning about the economy. Lance Pry reports.
Prepare for a major recession. That's a warning from Deutsche Bank, based in Germany, which first predicted only a mild recession was coming our way. Deutsche economists now say there's a better than 50% chance a major recession will hit the dollar next year.
Family members, foreign dignitaries, and D.C. political elite poured into the Washington National Cathedral on Wednesday to mourn the loss of Madeleine Albright. She was the first female U.S. Secretary of State. Albright died of cancer last month at the age of 84. The tens of millions of Americans who agreed to take on student loans may hear soon what the Biden administration has decided to do regarding debt forgiveness. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president would decide before the pandemic-era relief expires on August 31st. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The crisis at the U.S. southern border is forcing states like Texas to implement its own enforcement policies. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt told Newsmax those policies should spur Americans in the other 49 states who want their country back.
I'm the Attorney General for the Free State of Missouri, but every state is a border state. The amount of fentanyl that's coming into our communities, the amount of human trafficking that's coming into our communities, is affecting everybody. It doesn't just stop in El Paso or in McAllen, Texas.
Republicans are calling on the Federal Election Commission to investigate alleged censorship of conservatives by Google's email platform. A study showed Gmail allows most emails from left-wing politicians to land in a user's inbox, while more than two-thirds of messages from conservative candidates are marked as spam. And the U.S. trade deficit in goods soared almost 18% in March to a record $125.3 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The opioid crisis took center stage on Capitol Hill.
The top executives for the consulting firm McKinsey & Company face the House Oversight Committee's questions about the part the company played in America's opioid crisis. This follows a committee report which found some consultants worked for health regulators even while they advised opioid drug makers on how to boost sales of their prescription painkillers. Ranking Republican member from Kentucky James Comer says the Biden administration should be held accountable for illegal drugs coming across the border.
Democrats aren't interested in fact-finding. They want the public to believe the opioid crisis is still driven by overprescribing. It is not. It is driven by the thousands of pounds of fentanyl and other illicit opioids pouring across our southern border every single day because of President Biden's open border policy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hashtag audit. That's the message from Missouri Senator Josh Hawley in a letter sent to new Twitter owner Elon Musk. Representative Hawley called for a comprehensive public audit of Twitter's past censorship practices. Among the audit questions, who was responsible for deliberately suppressing the New York Post's now vindicated reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop and business dealings? Play ball. The Little League World Series is returning to normal for its baseball and softball tournaments. It starts August 17th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.